Last month, Augusta lost two grocery stores downtown, a Whole Foods and a Kroger. Both say they did not have enough customers to stay open. But that Kroger was the only full-service store within a two-mile radius of downtown Augusta, so it is now much harder to find affordable, healthy food in urban parts of the city. With me to talk about this is Christy Cunningham, Executive Director of the Downtown Cooperative Church Ministries, and she helps operate a food pantry there in Augusta. Hi, Christy.
Good morning. How are you?
Christy, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How many people do you feed on a daily basis?
On any given day, about 75 clients.
75?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With us on the phone is Garth Graham. He's a cardiologist and president of the Aetna Foundation. Hi, Garth.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Garth, food desert is a particularly urban problem. Do we know why it is difficult to keep full-service groceries in urban areas?
Yeah, so that's actually the definition of a food desert is having a lack of access to a healthy food source within 1 mile. So it's particularly urban, but we also see that in a number of other semi-urban populations as well. And really a part of the problem right now is driven by economics. And certainly we've seen where a number of outlets in terms of supermarkets and grocery chains have closed down in urban areas, particularly because of low sales. So that's one particularly driving factor that we've seen come up.
And why is it the 1 mile? Why do we consider a 1 mile radius when we're judging whether something's a food desert?
So that's actually been defined by the USDA. And what they looked at was they looked at low access communities and they looked at census tracts. And they saw that you would see an increase or a decrease in terms of ability for folks to access fresh fruits and vegetables, and particularly if more than 33% of the individuals living within that census tract, or at least 500 people, were able to or had to travel more than a mile to be able to get access to fresh fruits and vegetables. So they used that generic census calculation to come up with the statistic that gives us a definition for what's a food desert.
So, Christy, has this been a topic of conversation, the closing of the Kroger? Do you get a sense that this is going to make things more difficult?
Yes, ma'am. It will make everything difficult for our clients. They're actually having to travel 3 miles away to obtain nutritious food.
And they have to take a bus often to go grocery shopping. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So you guys serve, you're not the only the food pantry in Augusta. Have you seen a rise in the number of people coming in?
We have seen a rise within the last month. Kroger has been closed for at least a month. So we've seen an increase about 25 people per week.
How do you expect to handle? Are you concerned that you won't have enough?
Definitely. We're concerned about we won't have enough to feed the people. However, we're trying to get grants and people to donate so we can supplement that.
Okay. So, I mean, it goes without saying, Garth, that not having access to fresh food is a health concern. I mean, I assume everybody knows that. But how much of a health concern is it? I mean, how dangerous is it to be 2 or 3 miles away from a vegetable department, for example?
It's a major health concern. In fact, the popping up of food deserts or the increase in food deserts is one of the things that we've linked to both a national and local rise in obesity. Because remember, it's not just that there's a lack of access to fresh and healthy foods. It's sometimes there's more access to unhealthy foods, and that helps to contribute to the obesity epidemic. And so many times you see both happening. You see people who have a lack of access to food in general, but then you also see this increased rate of folks consuming unhealthy food, and that has had a significant impact on our national adult and childhood obesity rates. So it's a very important factor, I think, that's been, as like I said, a major priority for folks in both the public sector and the federal government level, as well as the private sector.
So we have a tweet from Catherine Cummings who says, food deserts are a bigger problem in rural than urban areas. People easily 10-plus miles from fresh food, no public transportation. Garth, is she correct there that this can be a bigger problem in rural areas?
Yep, she's definitely correct. And by the definition, it's really just the distance one has to access practically to be able to access food. So it's a major problem in both urban and rural areas.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Garth Graham. You just heard his voice, president of the Aetna Foundation. And also with us is Christy Cunningham, executive director of the Downtown Cooperative Church Ministries, which operates a food pantry in Augusta. We're talking about recent grocery store closings in Augusta. Christy, do you live in the downtown area?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
So how far do you have to travel to get to a full-service grocery store?
5 miles.
5 miles?
Yes, ma'am.
How long does your quick trip to the grocery store take? How long do you have to set aside for that?
At least 30 minutes to an hour.
So has this put any pressure on your own lifestyle? And I mean, if I'm out of something to make for dinner, I run to the grocery store real quick. That doesn't seem like that's an easy possibility for you.
It's not an easy possibility. But again, I have transportation, so it doesn't really put a heart bearing on me.
Because you don't have to take the bus, but many people
right.
in the downtown area don't have a car.
Absolutely.
So, Christy, how do you see this moving forward? What would you like to see happen? I mean, do you buy the line from the Kroger and Whole Foods? Do you believe them that they weren't able to make it profitable?
I don't believe that from Kroger, in as much as they've been in the area about 25 years, and they've been self-sustaining for those many years. And a lot of the clients in the area live within 2 miles of the old Kroger. They bought medicine there. They bought all their grocery there. So I don't see why they won't be able to sustain.
But
now, Whole Foods was further out.
And also higher prices.
Right.
So what do you think, though, is driving the closing of the Kroger?
Honestly, I don't know. Because they were a retail pickup for me. And so we would pick up the produce and things of that nature to provide out. The stores were always full, so I don't understand.
Garth, there's a lot of misconceptions about poverty and eating habits, I think. There's a myth that people who are low income eat food that's unhealthy because that's their choice. And I wonder what the truth is about if you make fresh produce available in urban areas and low income areas, does it get eaten? Does it get purchased?
It does. In fact, we have supported a number of programs across the country, in Michigan and in other areas, where what we found is that when people have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, regardless of socioeconomic class or background, they utilize it at the same rate. And so from our standpoint, this issue of access is a major issue.
And it becomes, in some case, a domino effect. Garth, does it not? Because if you don't have fresh produce, it does make you less healthy. And often these are in communities where access to health care is also not high. And so you can start to have a perpetuating cycle of unhealthiness. Does this become a generational problem?
Oh, it does. It becomes a multi-generational problem. And what you see, as you just articulated, is that in many of these urban and rural areas, there is a higher disparity in terms of health outcomes, meaning that a lot of the folks living in these areas have a higher incidence of diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and those are the folks that need the most access to not just fresh fruits and vegetables, but also areas where they can exercise and participate in physical activity. So it is a challenging cycle, and that's why I think there are a number of folks who are thinking through in terms of tackling this problem.
Is there, Christy, a sort of typical client for your food pantry? What's the person that comes and eat there? What are they like?
Well, actually, we don't feed them. We give them canned goods and fresh vegetables to take home to cook. The average client that comes there are normally low-income, African-American, and people that live below the poverty line.
Is it typical for someone to dip in and out of the food pantry? In other words, to at some point need the help, then rise above the poverty line, then dip back down?
Yes, ma'am, quite often.
So you'll see people leaving and returning sort of in waves?
Yes.
So, Christy, what do you want to see happen? I assume you would have preferred the Kroger not to close, but what can the Augusta area do at this point?
We need to market ourselves and find us another grocery store to put here where Kroger was, or something that's accessible by bus line for our clients.
Garth, is there a chance that it's simply not profitable for companies like Kroger to have grocery stores in these areas or in rural areas? And is there another solution?
Yeah, well, so there are a number of solutions. And in fact, we've seen these solutions being implemented across the country. So certainly, you know, the major supermarket chains is one source of fresh fruits and vegetables. But there are also things like local farmers markets and community gardens. And we've seen where when there's an increase in farmers markets in still low-income communities, that provides a lifeline of access to care. There are things like, you know, farm-to-school programs, some of which we support and others support that help to bring the benefits of what's grown fresh in a number of locations straight to many of these urban and rural areas where there are food deserts. And so that's in addition to things like supermarket access. And so, you know, there are a number of solutions because it is a multifaceted problem.
And it sounds like it's a problem that needs to somehow be removed from the question of profit or loss.
Well, you know, that's one part of it. But we've also seen where, particularly, again, some of the things that we've supported, where we've seen where even if you work with local farmers to create economic incentive or create a way for them even to be able to use some of the supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits or some of the food assistance benefits to be able to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, that you create an economic engine. And so you can create an economic engine around getting access to fresh fruits and vegetables. We just have to be thoughtful about it.
That is Garth Graham. He's a cardiologist and president of the Aetna Foundation. We also spoke with Christy Cunningham, the executive director of the Downtown Cooperative Church Ministries that operates a food pantry in Augusta. Christy and Garth, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.